12 Friesian fish. Yes, madam. What time did it happen? Can you describe the assailant? Big slob. Can you give us anything more to go on than that, madam? Bad breath.
Not my customer.
Take that seat over there.
Why am I being arrested?
I told you, it's called an unclassified misdemeanor. Sit down.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Your full name, please?
Al Schreiber.
Your full name?
Alan Albert.
Just plain Al. Excuse me, but could you tell me exactly what is an unclassified misdemeanor?
The law states a person is not allowed to wear a disguise in public.
Mm.
On your way to a party, Mr. Schreiber?
No, I was just out for a little walk.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to do that.
But I wasn't bothering anybody.
The point is, the law prohibits anyone from attempting to conceal his identity.
Yeah, but I'm not hiding anything. I told him my name, and I live at 575 East 3rd Street, and I've been a truck driver for 23 years.
You drive a truck?
Yes.
A little truck.
20-ton rig. And I drove a tank during a war. 3rd Division. United States Marine Corps.
You saw combat in the Marine Corps?
South Pacific. Silver Star. 2 Purple Hearts.
I think I know where he got hit.
He had a scar. Where was the scar? On the right side of his foot? Wasn't he wearing shoes? He was. The scar was on the right shoe. Lady, that's called a scuff mark.
Barney, we got a lot of trouble on our hands.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
We got it. Good evening.
Good evening. What's up?
Oh, we got a mugger in the hospital in really bad shape.
Again?
Yeah.
How about the victim?
No, the victim's fine. As a matter of fact, your man is over at the house now taking a statement from her.
That's the third time in 2 weeks. It's got to be more than just a coincidence. This is Mr. Schreiber.
Mr. Schreiber.
Al.
Good evening, Al.
David.
Well.
Oh, right, yeah. This lady, a Miss Celia Rodriguez, was attacked at 9:32 this evening by Mr. James Christopher, who was then attacked by a person unknown. Struck this James Christopher and disappeared before Miss Rodriguez could thank him for saving her money and possibly her life.
Isn't that just dandy?
That's it.
Where are the files on the other two muggies?
Oh, right on my desk. Mr. Schreiber, you, went to a party?
Been out for a walk.
Not good.
Excuse me. But am I going to be here very long?
Long as it takes you to make bail.
Oh, I hope this ain't going to be a big deal. I mean, you know, the Teamsters Union frowns on things like this.
Would you like to use the phone?
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Barney, you know, all these muggers in the hospital, I don't know, I got a feeling that they were all put there by the same man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's right, Barney.
Yeah, just what we need, a vigilante.
Stealing, hitting, crazy. Where are all the normal people? Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How's yourself?
three mugging incidents took place within 10 blocks of each other. So it's entirely possible that our vigilante is a local resident.
Excuse me, but may I use your toilet?
You want me to take you downstairs? We only have a men's room. Well, up here.
I always use the men's room.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that odd?
What are we doing, sir? Well, Barney, all of the victims agree that the vigilante was a man, but it was always too dark to get a good look at him, you know? Anyway, they all said that he carried a pipe or a club, but that's...
All right, let's go to work. Into the files. Let's get a list of all the assault victims in this area in the last couple of years.
Check
the names and see if you can think of any relatives, maybe, that have some kind of personal vendetta.
Exactly. Barney, there's been a mugging and a shooting over at 15th and 6th. There's a patrol car there, and they're holding some people.
Chandler, you go with him.
Right.
Yeah. Let's get on it. Hi, Inspector.
Hi. Hello, Fish. How are you?
Hey. Inspector Luther, nice to see you.
Likewise, I'm sure. Hi, buddy. Hey,
Inspector.
What's happening?
On the salt over on 6th Avenue. Boys are checking it out.
Looks like you got your own little personal crime wave here, huh?
We have been a little busier than usual, yes.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Come in the office.
Sure. Evening, madam.
Good evening.
Weirdo. What's going on in this precinct of yours, Barney? You deputizing citizens?
Oh, yeah, we have had a few incidents. Yeah.
Incidents? You got some crazy kookaboo running around out there with a loaded gun doing your job.
We're working on it, Inspector.
Yeah, yeah, and I know how you're working on it, too. You're conducting seminars for the underprivileged, the misunderstood. Love thy neighbor, cooperate with the law. Barney, that's all a lot of bourgeois.
Each have our own method?
I know. You talk to people. You get involved with them. I read your reports.
I just don't believe in running around kicking tail. I think you get more accomplished by talking to people.
Poppycock! My old racket squad just stopped right out of here. You know, right out of this precinct. Me and Foster, Kleiner, and Brown, we kept things quiet around here. Busted a lot of heads pretty good in them days, Barney. Kept them hoodlums out of this precinct. But you, Barney, you're getting the worst reputation in town. People like you.
Just don't have the benefit of your personality, Inspector.
That boy, me and Foster, Kleiner, and Brown. They take them punks into the mess room, you know, play Ricky Rack, tic-tac, get the dog a bone right on top of their skulls. They behaved after that, too, you can believe me, boy. Me and Foster, Kleiner, and Brown, we did a job then, boy. With the Rick Rack, tic-tac. I'm sorry, Juan. I didn't do me to get sentimental. I
know.
Excuse me, Barney. China and Wojo Ho are just coming in. They think they got the vigilante.
Good. Coming, Inspector?
No. You go ahead, Barney. I'll be with you in a minute. You're going to give him his rights and all that. I hate that kind of stuff.
Now, we got there as fast as we could.
Yeah, well, you didn't get there as fast as that good old PR with his pistol.
Don't you mean Puerto Rican?
I mean, he saved my fanny.
Barney, this is Jacinto Escobar. He was caught intervening in an attempted assault on Mrs. McBee there, and this was on his person.
This belong to you?
Yes, that is my gun. But you don't understand. I'm not the man. It was the other man who attacked the lady.
But you are the man who attacked the man who attacked the lady.
I was only trying to help her.
Do you have a permit for this?
Yes, permit.
Que si tiene permiso para cargar ese revolver.
Ah, yes.
You do have a permit?
No.
Do you make a habit of doing things like this, Mr. Escobar?
¿Qué?
Que si es tu costumbre hacer cosas así?
Yes.
And it's happened before?
Many times.
Earlier this evening?
Yes.
Why? Going on here?
This is Mr. Escobar, gentleman with an overdeveloped sense of justice.
Oh, you the fellow's been running around town taking pot shots at the bad guys? Huh? What are you, some kind of Zorro or something?
¿Quién es Zorro?
Zorro es un hombre en una película ahí que viste de negro con un caballo blanco.
Oh, 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 huh? Talk American. This is a civilized community, Senor Escobar. There ain't no need for any, how do you say vigilante in Spanish?
Vigilante.
No need for any vigilante running around the streets with a gun.
There is, if you live in my neighborhood.
Huh?
It's very dangerous. People are murdered, robbed, raped.
Ah, look, look, your neighborhood ain't no different from anybody else's.
I am not a man who likes trouble. But they attacked my family. They injured my friends. And always the police is somewhere else.
Hmm? Busy.
Busy.
Busy giving parking tickets and making movies.
Please, Mrs. McBee, would you mind?
Yes, I mind. I mean, this is the second time tonight I almost got ripped off.
You were assaulted twice tonight?
Yeah, I called it and reported it. I almost got killed at 9 o'clock tonight. By some big slob with bad breath and a scar on his shoe.
Hello there.
Detective Orjohovic, would you get a complete statement from Mrs. McBee?
Sure, Captain.
Mr. Escobar, I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you. Probably charge you with felonious assault. Has he got a lawyer?
Yeah, his family's taking care of it. Señor, si me hace favor, ande para acá.
Sí,
yeah. That's a shame he ain't a cop, Barney. He got a medal. As it is, he'll probably get 1 to 5.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I won't hold you up. I know you're busy. You got a lot of things to discuss with, Senor, that certain person, what with him being a human being and all that, you know. Oh, Mr. Barney, do me one favor, will you?
Sure.
Don't ever paint this place.
Barney, district attorney's office on line 2.
Yes. His name is Jacinto Escobar. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. He's the one. Well, there are extenuating circumstances in this case. I mean, with regard to motivation. I know we want to discourage this sort of thing, so do I, but... Yes, I understand. Very political. Yes, I understand. Yes, I know. People like me. Okay, you'll have him within the hour. All right.
What do you say?
Oh, he wants a conviction on felonious assault.
Hombre, chico, pero qué cosa?
You surprised?
No, but I mean, you can't really call it felonious assault if you assault a felonious assaulter, can you?
You got a point in there somewhere. Yeah. Meanwhile, fill out the transfer papers and get them down to the DA's office.
Right, Barney, I'll take care of that. Oh.
Bail Bosman just put up the ticket for Shriver.
Thanks, Colvin. Turn him loose, Bojo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Shriver, just take it on out of here.
Thanks, and no hot feelings, huh?
It's your life. You want to march through it out of uniform? Or...
See you around, Mr. Escobar.
Goodbye. Be careful walking the streets.
Yeah.
Hey, it's daylight out there.
Yeah. You go out like that, you'll always get arrested again.
Yeah, but what am I gonna do? I mean, I didn't bring anything else.
What do you got under that?
Usual stuff.
What usual stuff?
Well, a whalebone girdle and bull support stockings.
What kind of junk is that?
The only kind of usual stuff I know.
Nobody wears things like that anymore.
Maybe you don't. But I have personal knowledge of someone who does.
No.
Well, why don't you call up a friend or something to bring you over some clothes, huh?
Oh, who am I going to call? I know. The guys I work with. They don't know anything about this.
Well, I don't know. A girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
You don't embarrass the guy. What's he gonna do with a girlfriend?
Same thing you do.
It's getting too deep for me.
Look, there's gotta be somebody you can call. What about your father or your mother, huh?
No, my father's dead, and my mother and I don't speak.
Maybe I gotta call Charlie after all, huh?
Charlie a friend of yours?
Yep. He was up until now.
Okay, day two, Commander just checked in. You guys can split.
Great, thanks, Marine.
You.
Marine, huh?
Marine O'Hara. Good luck, Mr. Escobar.
Thank you.
Come on,
Donna. Anything I can do for you?
Thank you. You're very kind.
Goodbye.
Bueno, señora Cobal, si me hace favor salir de ahí, porque tenemos que llevarte a la oficina del district attorney. ¿Te para ahí, me espera?
Mr. Escobar, I want to assure you you'll be treated fairly.
For how long I will go to jail?
It's up to the DA and the judge. You better see a lawyer.
Thank you. It's funny, you know. I have a cousin who has a chicken farm in Teaneck, New Jersey. When we left Puerto Rico, I had to make a choice. New York City or Teaneck, New Jersey. So I decided to toss a coin. All the family stood around in a circle. And I flipped the coin into the air, and I watched it turning, 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 turning. Heads, chicken farm. Tails, New York City. It was heads. But I hate chickens.
Mira, Cobal, si me hace favor, ¿eh?
Excuse me, you got a guy up here by the name of Al Schreiber.
Right here.
Al. Hello.
It's me, Charlie.
Yeah. I know. Charlie, I recognize you.
Well, you're one up on me.
Who are you all made up for? Oh, it's just a... You see, I got mugged, Charlie. And they stole my clothes.
No kidding.
Yeah, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Can I address him here?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, Charlie.
You owe me $3.90 for the cab.
Take it out of my purse.
Where are you, Mata and Harris?
Huh? Oh, they went out to lunch. You want something, buddy?
Yeah, I got a special assignment, tactical squad. Wanna go? Oh.
Well, listen, I don't mind, but I'm...
Buenos dias.
Hey!
I was in the city to see my probation officer and some of my family, and I thought to stop by, say hello, and bring you a little gift.
Adios, cara.
Ay, mira, vamos a ver por qué está aquí. Abre ahí, por...
That's what I call a chicken.
That's really nice.
It's very nice to eat, but you wouldn't want to live with them.
Okay, you get used to it, huh?
It's strange how something that tastes that good can smell so bad.
I keep telling you it was an accident. The lady fell down.
Yeah, and when she hit the ground, she broke her arm and her jaw.
And her jewelry and her money bounced off the sidewalk and landed in your pocket, huh?
Come on, sit down.
Hello, Escobar. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, it was very nice seeing you, but I must go. I have to catch a bus.
Oh, well, it was good seeing you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hasta luego.
Nice meeting you. Buenos días.
Hey, so long, Mr. Escobar.
Hey, I want to see a lawyer.
You're going to need more than a lawyer when that old lady doesn't pull through.
Yeah, well, what about me? I mean, what about the nut that hit me with a club and put 4 stitches in my head? What are you going to do about that?
What nut hit you with a club?
That punk hit an old woman, and an irate citizen intervened.
Did you get a good look at the guy?
Sure I did. He was an old guy.
Yeah, how old?
I don't know.
Well, 50, 60?
Yeah, maybe.
70?
Yeah. Look, he was a foreigner.
What kind of foreigner?
Well, how do I know? He didn't talk right. He talked funny.
Probably Russian.
Could have been. lousy commie. And he smelled funny.
How funny?
Well, I don't know, sort of like chickens.
Ducks?
Yeah, like they have on them farms.
You don't think,
I don't know, it could be. Chano, issue an all-points bullet.
Now, Barney, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. To all law enforcement agencies. Wanted for felonious assault. A 70-year-old man with a Russian accent who smells like a chicken.
Or a duck.
Or a duck.
Want me to get on that right away, Barney?
Sure. You got something better to do?
Well, we didn't eat lunch.
Oh, well, the person has to eat.
We have to eat.
Oh, shit.
In 1 week, through the magic of TV programming, 12 becomes 51. To be more specific, Precinct 12 becomes Squad 51. And 48 times 51 equals a pandemonium marathon of emergency. All next weekend on TV Land.